For husbands and wives, the marital bed can be an area of contention. There seem to be cultural norms that have crept into our thinking, or misguided ideas on what is biblically appropriate in terms of sexual expression. We'll be helping a wife understand that she has every liberty to initiate sex with her husband on the next Family Matters. You won't want to miss this. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received this great question from a listener who asks, is it healthy and appropriate for wives to take the lead when it comes to lovemaking? My husband and I enjoy a fulfilling and satisfying sex life, but there's one thing I've wondered about. There are times when I desire physical intimacy, but I have doubts about whether it's right for me to get things started. I guess I've always felt that should be the man's place. What are your thoughts? This can be a sensitive and complex problem in cases where the husband is sexually anorexic because of addiction to pornography. Excessive exposure to impersonal sexual images tends to desensitize a man to genuine physical intimacy. As a result, it causes him to lose interest in his wife. In some instances, he may even shut down sexually. If this is your situation, we'd advise you to proceed with caution. Seek out the assistance of a trained marriage therapist. If, on the other hand, porn is not an issue in your marriage, your struggles may be nothing more than the result of biblical misunderstandings, cultural stereotypes, and misguided notions about marital sex. We're assuming that this may be the case, since you've indicated that your sex life is, on the whole, enjoyable and fulfilling. Let me talk about some of these stereotypes and misunderstandings. It's true that God has made man male and female, and that the sexes are distinct from one another in some profoundly important ways. Among other things, men and women approach physical intimacy differently. It's also true that the Lord has appointed the husband to serve as leader and initiator in every aspect of marriage. This includes the sexual arena. Even from a biological standpoint, the female is designed to function primarily as the receptor in the sexual act. But none of this implies that women can't express themselves sexually in a free and spontaneous manner. That would be a serious misinterpretation of the biblical standard. In some Christian circles, people have the idea that a godly, pure-hearted, spiritually minded wife maintains a sort of chaste and respectable disinterest in sex. This is based largely on a misunderstanding of the Apostle Paul's teachings on the subject of the flesh. Flesh, according to Paul, does not refer to the physical human body. It denotes the old sin nature in man. The inherent goodness of the body and of the pleasures of sexual intercourse is solidly established in the Bible's accounts of creation. It is celebrated in Solomon's Song. It is spiritually fulfilled in the New Testament's recurring references to marriage as a fitting image of the relationship between Christ and His church. In a healthy marriage, both partners should have the liberty to be honest and authentic with each other. This includes the freedom to express feelings and desires, sexual and otherwise, in open, transparent, and non-manipulative ways. The Bible frankly acknowledges that both husband and wife have needs and longings for physical intimacy. Each should respect these needs and longings in the other and do his best to meet and satisfy them. You can read 1 Corinthians 7 verses 3 to 5. Biblically speaking then, it's good, healthy, right, proper and appropriate for both marriage partners to take an active role in initiating sexual relations. This will vary according to circumstances and each spouse's mood, feelings and desires. Here, if anywhere, a couple's relationship should be characterized by the give and take of a dance. The important thing is to maintain the kind of mutual affection and respect that enables you to be open and honest with one another. If you think it might be helpful to discuss these ideas at greater length, Focus on the Family's Counseling Department can be contacted on 031-716-3300 or by logging on to safamily.co.za and clicking on the counseling link. They can also provide you with referrals to Christian marriage counselors practicing in your local area. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.